The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
We move to the second quarter. Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 20-5. Lady Panthers with the basketball as we get the second quarter underway. Out top, a three on the way from Naylor, and it's good. Hit the back of the rim, kind of hung there and drops through. Arden Naylor with her first points of the ball game. 20-8, Mountain Home up, 7:36 left in this opening half. In the corner, this is Walker for Mountain Home. High post goes to Tabor, 14-footer, won't go. And Simmons had the rebound along the baseline, it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Mountain Home basketball. It's off Simmons, and Lady Bombers will have it.
RJ.
7:23 left in this opening half. Mountain Home having trouble. Finally, they'll get it in. Boy, that was about 4 3/4 on the count. Inside, it goes to Kyra Penn, who's into the ball game, and she'll score from the right block. Her first points of the ball game. 22-8, Mountain Home with 7:06 left in the opening half. Glover works out top for the Lady Panthers. Gives it up to Saylor. Right side top of the Kins Glover once again. Here's Naylor, wants another three. It won't go. About four girls wind up on the floor battling for the rebound. And it's a jump ball and the arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will have it. Husky back in. Walker will get a breather. Simmons went out momentarily. She'll come out as Glover comes up a little gimpy. She was on the bottom of that pile with everybody diving for the basketball. 22-8, Mountain Home leads it with 6:42 left opening half. Out top, Martin open. The three is a little short. The rebound to Greenbrier. Saylor with it. That's her first board of the evening. Simmons works it up ahead now for Greenbrier. Donham a three out top and won't go. Nice block out by Martin. The ball loose and a foul against Mountain Home. I think they're going to get Tabor, I believe. They do. Mally picks up her second. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. Gotta get on the ball. 6:25 left in this opening half. Lady Bombers up by 14. Underneath along the baseline, Saylor, nothing there, kicks it out to three ball right side by Naylor, won't go. Donham, the offensive rebound, the putback no good. Now loose ball, jump ball called, and Greenbrier has this one. They own this jump ball. Here's Foreman back in now for Mountain Home. Tabor will come out. 6:09 left in the half. Mountain Home up 22-8. Donham working out top. Now Simmons comes to get it. She launches a long three. Won't go. Martin with a great block out underneath to grab the rebound. That's her second board. She'll work it up ahead. Looking for Foreman. The pass through her hands and out of bounds. And a turnover by Mountain Home. Three turnovers by the Lady Bombers in this first half. 5:54 left in the opening half. 22-8, Mountain Home leads it. Donham, right side, top of the key. Looks for Simmons, cutting down the left side of the paint. Backdoor cut, she gets it and scores. Her first points of the ball game. 22-10, Mountain Home. 5:31 left in this first half. Lady Bombers led it by 15 at the end of the break. Leads at 12 right now. Here's Husky open, left side, three off the rim. Rebound, Greenbrier. That's Saylor underneath with her second board. Donham works it up. Out top, Simmons, a three will not go. And a foul on the rebound. Pfeiffer had the position, and Naylor just puts both hands in the middle of her back and shoves her out of the way and gets called for the foul. That's her second, the team's fourth. .505 left in this opening quarter. Lady Bombers up 22-10. Left side, top of the key is Husky. Lady Panthers continuing to play the zone. Here's Pfeiffer, right side. High post, it goes to Penn. Left side, it's Husky driving to the baseline. She's fouled. Saylor comes over to miss the foul. That's her first. Team's fifth. Walker back in for Mountain Home. Penn comes out. Spencer checking in for Greenbrier. Naylor will come out. Mountain Home ball with 4:45 left in the opening half, up by 12. Pfeiffer, left side, top of the key. The three is off the mark. Rebound. Riley Walker will chase down the long rebound. Greenbrier just kind of stood there and watched it. Riley hustling after it, keeps it alive for Mountain Home. Walker up to the defense, kicks it over to Husky. Her three is good. Peyton Husky, her first three of the night. She's got 5 points. 25-10, Mountain Home with 4:14 left in this opening half. Spencer working out top, down the left side of the paint. She's cut off by Husky. Kicks it back out top to Simmons. She'll swing in right side into the hands of Saylor. Out top now, it's Harmon. Her three, no good. Rebound. Battling off forward is Husky. She'll come up with it. Her first board. 2-on-1. Bounces it to Martin. Layup good and a foul with the assist to Husky. The foul is on Harmon. Her first, team seventh, and a timeout by Greenbrier. 3:49 left in the first half. Mountain Home leads it 27-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
At the free throw line, Emma Martin trying to complete the three-point play. The free throw is good. I tell you, Husky did a great job running that fast break. It was a two-on-one. She kept the ball down the left side of the paint until the defender committed to her. Once the defender did, that's when she kicked it over to Martin, and Martin got the layup and drew the foul. Did a great job with it. Ball knocked away underneath. Greenbrier will have the possession still. Mountain continues with his full court pressure. We got a foul away from the basketball, and it's against Greenbrier. They're going to get Simmons with a push. That's her second. Team foul number 7. Lady Bombers. It's going to be a 1-1, I believe it is. It's going to be Walker that goes to the free throw line. Oh, nope. They're going to say it's a player control type foul, so it's not a shooting foul. Off the pass comes to Husky. The inbounds pass, and she knocks down a three. Her second three, she has 8, and the Lady Bombers have expanded the lead now 31-10. Mountain Home leads it. Simmons working ahead. Walker making her work. Good defense. Down the paint. Martin knocks the ball away. Comes up with a steal. 10 turnovers by Greenbrier. Husky attacking the basket right side. Contact, no call. Misses. The Pfeiffer is there for the rebound and the putback. 16 first half points for Pfeiffer. 33-10. Mountain Home leads it. At the other end, a layup by Moss. Foreman was late getting back. Fouls her from behind. That's all she could do at that point, make her earn the points at the free throw line. But Coach Leonard talking to her right now, saying you cannot allow her to get behind you. You gotta stay behind her. So Moss will try to earn the points at the free throw line. She's 1 of 2 from the line. The first one is good. Donham checking back in now for the Lady Panthers. Naylor checks in as well. Kyra Penn will come in for Mountain Home after this free throw. If Moss makes it, and she does. Penn is in, and Foreman comes out. 3:08 left in this first half. 33-12, Mountain Home on top. Lady Bombers have led from the outset. Right side, top of the key. This is Husky. Winner of this game will be at least in fifth place, tied for in the district, possibly tied for fourth, depending on what Morrilton does tonight. Here's the three from Husky. It won't go. Rebound tipped into the hands of Martin. She'll knock down the six-foot jumper. Emma Martin with 7 points off the bench tonight. I was just looking at the district schedule. Actually, Morrilton does not play tonight, so whoever wins will be tied with Morrilton for fourth place in the district. There's a foul out top against Mountain Home. Reach in. Going to be charged to Kyra Penn, her first team foul, number 5, against the Lady Bombers. Elsewhere in the district tonight, Searcy at Batesville, and Beebe is at Morrilton. And a 5-second call. Greenbrier, the second time tonight, they have been unable to inbound the ball in the allotted 5 seconds, and they turn it over for the 11th time in this first half. .219 left in the first half, 35-12. Mountain Home. Husky out top. Here's Walker with it. Penetrates, kicks it back. Husky open. The three is good. Well, she's on fire. She's hit three threes this quarter. 38-12, Mountain Home on top. And a timeout is going to be taken by Greenbrier. I know it's their third of the half, but, boy, you've got to take it here. This one's quickly getting away. 38-12, Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
1:49 left in this first half. Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 38-12. Down the paint with the dribble drive. Missing the layup is Saylor. And the rebound is going to be controlled by Mountain Home. That was Foreman inside with her second. Inside, ball knocked away, and it's going to be a turnover by Mountain Home, their fourth of the game. And then taken away by Walker at the other end, and she is tackled by Braylee Simmons, and Simmons is going to pick up her third foul. That's three on Simmons, their leading scorer, 18 fouls. At the free throw line, Riley Walker. She'll shoot a 1-1 with 1:24 left in the first half. Missing the front end. Rebound by Saylor underneath. The outlet to Simmons up the right side. Donham has it out top. Now it's Naylor with the ball knocked loose and a steal. Here comes Mountain Home. It's a 3-on-1. Pfeiffer fakes the pass, takes the drive, draws the foul, hits the bucket. Chance for a three-point play for Hannah Pfeiffer. She has 18 first-half points. The foul's on Saylor. That's her second, ninth team foul. And Pfeiffer will go to the line trying to complete that three-point play. Hannah Pfeiffer at the line trying to complete the old foul. 65 seconds left in the half. Lady Bombers up by 28. Pfeiffer's free throw is missed. Rebound, pin, the putback, no. But then it's cleared out by Riley Walker. She'll keep it alive. And then she walks with the basketball. Good job with the offensive rebound, though, for Mountain Home. Five turnovers by the Lady Bombers on the evening. Pfeiffer is going to come out. Tabor comes back in. 101 left in the first half. Mountain Home up 40-12. Lady Panthers on the offensive end. This is Glover with it out top. Now Gilpin. They'll look for the entry pass to Donham. Ball knocked loose, but a foul. They're going to get Tabor on the reach in. That's her third. Team foul number six. Donham at the free throw line with a 1-1 here. Has 2 points on the evening. The front end is no good. Martin the rebound for Mountain Home. Boy, she has played very well off the bench tonight. Crossover dribble to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Walker. Walker penetrates. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Husky. Husky works off the high pick to the free throw line. Penn swings it to Martin. Quick release on the three. It won't go. Tabor the rebound. She's fouled. She goes back up. That's her third rebound, all on the offensive end. The foul is called against Madeline Garrett, who has come into the ballgame. Madeline Garrett's first foul. Tabor's first free throw is good. She'll have another one. Second free throw now by Tabor is good. She'll come out. Madeline Collins, the 5'11 senior, will check in for Mountain Home now. To 42-12. Mountain Home leads it. Another turnover. Layup at the other end by Martin is good. Martin with 9 points and 4 rebounds off the bench tonight. 44-12. Mountain Home, a three at the buzzer is good by Greenbrier as Donham hits that one right at the buzzer. So we have made it to halftime. It is all Lady Bombers at the break. 44-15. Mountain Home leading Greenbrier. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!